Googlegirls.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Caldivian, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit-ass cunt bitch.
Sometimes the funniest thing to say is me. You know what I mean? It's a tough position to be in. So I say a lot of mean things. But you guys gotta remember, I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm saying it because it's funny. And everything's funny until it happens to you.
But there's more important reason that I would stop doing comedy right now. And this reason is the real reason that's been percolating, and it really is the crowd, not you. I'm talking about the crowd on the big stage. It's too hard to entertain a country whose ears are so brittle. Motherfuckers are so sensitive, the whole country is turning into bitch-ass niggas. Everything you say upsets somebody. Real for a second. As a policy, you gotta understand, I never feel bad about anything I say up here. And I know it's not politically correct to say these things, so I just figured, fuck it, I'll say it for everybody else. Everybody gets mad because I say these jokes. But you understand it? Best time to say it. More now than ever. I know there's some comedic feedback. Motherfucker, you have a responsibility to speak recklessly. Otherwise, my kids may never know what reckless talk sounds like. The joys of being wrong. I don't think you'll be right.
Revelation.
Hands clapping for Mr. Ian Ellis. That guy stinks. Literally, he farted everywhere. Did you guys watch the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Everybody wore black to support the victims of sexual misconduct. They should have wore burkas. The enemy of penis across continents. A tight black dress and cleavage doesn't really say I'm not a sexual object. Put on that beekeeper outfit. Plus it confused the fuck out of ISIS. Sitting around being a Taliban in Taliban land. Chewing sand and hatred for dinner. Is that Brad Jolina in a burqa? That shit'll make you call off an attack. It's okay, we're going to be adopted. The guy said the travel ban left Muslims stranded in airports. I don't want to sound too racist. Isn't that the last place we want Muslims to be stranded? I didn't crash those planes. Just gonna leave them there, angry, big, juicy planes, fingers away, just begging to be 9/11. The Golden Globes. They were gonna wear knee pads for Kaepernick, but they figured it'd send the wrong message. The women are right, but we also gotta talk about these hoes. They're taking away jobs from honest, hardworking cocksuckers. There are people that's what they do, and these bitches are snitching. And who were their role models before they sucked that penis? Meryl Streep didn't suck dick into that movie role. Oprah didn't blow her way into The Color Purple. Who are you looking up to? I want to meet your mother. She was clearly raised wrong. Good people don't suck that dick. I guess that's a judgment. There's good cocksuckers in the world. Everybody's shocked at these guys. Why do men do shit? Money and pussy. They only want the money so they can get more pussy. There was a titter. Everybody else is on edge. They were going to make a movie about these harlotins. Let them play themselves. Then they realized it would be redundant. They already played themselves. Who are they looking up to? I haven't even seen it happen in porn movies. It starts at the casting couch and goes where? Nobody made it from there. Man, on this, I just had a baby. You guys want to clap it up for me? Father of the year. The other day, he said his first word. He said, no. I said, that is not the N-word I've been trying to teach you. Say it right. Nana. She's 800 years old and I want a cute video before she dies. Nana. All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Ian Ellis. Give it up for him.
What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, the first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans. Exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression for Soviet propaganda. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis. There's a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures.
It's you liberals who have lifted them up, Howard.
Paul, you conservatives make a mistake. You can't afford to strangle hope in people.
Without hope, people become dangerous.
No, Howard. You liberals have let them invade our society. You give them jobs, political jobs.
Paul, you missed the point. It's only the smart ones we move up.
That makes it even worse.
No, no, we have to move them up. If we leave a smart one in the ghetto, he might develop into a leader against us. But if we raise him up into white society, we neutralize him. He feels compelled to try to act like us. He loses his identity and his racial anger, if he has any. He becomes alien to his brothers. They realize he sold them out and they grow to hate him. He becomes worthless to them and safe for us. No, thank you. In fact, in his love for the creature comforts, except for his color, he's become one of us.
I said, these hoes are bad people. That's a judgment. They could be good people. They could be. They could be like, you know, normally I don't do this, but gobble, 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 gobble. And let it burn, ladies. You gotta let it burn. 103 jams. There's some other stupid shit I meant to say tonight. Everybody got real tight on me, real quiet and shit. I was making the Muslim jokes. I should have been like, did I just catch you guys slipping? Is that, we feel sorry for ISIS now? That's what's going on? That's what's hot in the streets? ISIS, that's how y'all voting this season. All right, okay. All right, y'all. Deuces.